Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout the rest of the day, mostly cloudy skies and colds. We'll see highs around 8. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 2. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll continue with cloudy skies, lower teens. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 3. For Thursday, isolated snow, cloudy skies, high of 12. Right now, it's 5 above.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Hong Kong authorities have culled 240 pigs after the discovery of African swine fever infections on a farm. It's the first ASF discovery in domestically born pigs in about a decade, and the government moved quickly to try to stop the spread, according to a report from USDA's Foreign Ag Service. All of the pigs that shared the same shed as the infected animals were culled, and the farm has been barred from removing any other pigs from the farm. That trade precaution was widened to include 3 other nearby farms. Hong Kong's Ag, Fisheries, and Conservation Department said it's working to pinpoint the source of the virus. National Industrial Hemp Council and Hemp Industries Association said they're going to proceed with the development of a hemp checkoff program, citing positive results from a recently conducted survey. The groups say well over two-thirds of respondents strongly agreed with the essence of a checkoff and the need for more research for greater promotion of the industry and greater consumer education of the hemp industry. The intensity of support dropped somewhat when a checkoff fee was involved, but two-thirds of respondents still backed the idea, even if involved a nominal assessment of less than 1% of the value of their crop to fund industry research, promotion, and consumer education. And nearly half of those surveyed were hemp farmers. The group said the next highest level of response was from those who process CBD and then retail locations. And the year 2020 will go in the books as a terrible year for many things, but not U.S. pork exports. A surge in demand from China seeking to keep pork on the shelves as it dealt with ASF helped push overall U.S. overseas sales to a record high of 3 million metric tons worth $7.71 billion. That beat the previous records of tonnage and value set in 2019, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Filter days are underway at Heenan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, 11 to 2. At Heenan's Automotive, your locally owned and operated Napa parts store in Marysville. Filter days now through February 20th.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is still struggling when it comes to COVID-19 vaccine distribution across the state of Kansas. And Dr. Lee Norman from the KDHE said a lot of it has to do with how the local health departments and hospitals are reporting their vaccinations. But KDHE Chief Advisor Dr. Marcy Nielsen for the COVID-19 coordination says it's getting better.
We've been able to resolve about 25% of those data reporting issues, so you should see some improvements in the coming week. But we intend to go through facility by facility, and we're looking to give gold stars to those facilities that have been really focused on reporting.
That audio from KWCH News. In other news, an investigation is underway to determine how the El Dorado Correctional Facility inmate died. Cake News reports that Jordan McClintock died on Saturday. He was serving a 130-month sentence for multiple convictions, including burglary, theft, aggravated battery, and drug offenses. Good American Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Two top Republican lawmakers say Kansas might not need to keep its state of emergency for COVID-19 in place past the end of March. The comments yesterday came from Senate President Tim Masterson, along with Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop, signaling some resistance from GOP-controlled legislature to keep pandemic restrictions in place through the spring. Their comments are significant because a law enacted last month keeps the current state of emergency in place only through March 31st. Lawmakers haven't yet discussed how far they want to let Democrat Governor Laura Kelly extend the current state of emergency. In other news, the Wichita School Board has voted to drop North High School's Redskin mascot name, opting to phase out use of the mascot over the next 2 years. The board voted unanimously last night to drop the name, but will continue to use Native American imagery by keeping its shield, drum, and feather logo. The decision comes as teams on all levels across the country are changing or reconsidering mascots considered to be culturally insensitive. Starting next year, the district will begin moving the Redskin from athletic and other uniforms, jerseys, and facilities, as well as the school-related activities and school apparel. Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska could spend up to $20 million a year to expand high-speed internet service in rural areas under a proposal by a diverse alliance of farm, business, and school groups and championed by Governor Pete Ricketts. The proposed grant program was pitched to a legislative committee yesterday as an incentive for broadband providers to install service lines in rural areas where doing so isn't financially feasible because the populations are too small. The number of people infected for the coronavirus increased nearly 5% last week in Nebraska. State officials said 48,982 doses of the vaccines were administered last week. That's up from 46,000 and some change the week before. The state is working to speed up distribution of the vaccines. So far, about 4.6% of the state's population has received both required doses of the vaccine. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a request that Marysville serve as host for a Boss Nationals car show the weekend of August 26th through the 28th. The 2020 event was canceled due to COVID, and the 21 event was to move to Davenport, Iowa. However, that community unable to host due to continued COVID restrictions. As many as 1,000 cars could be involved, although organizers felt that 300 to 400 was more realistic. The car show would include a swap meet, live entertainment, and food vendors. Approval was given. A revised estimate for Phase 1 of the Bark Park was presented. The volunteer group indicating they have sufficient funds for the dog park drive entrance, gravel parking, pedestrian bridge access, and fencing. Costs had risen some $8,000 from initial estimates. It is expected work could begin this spring at the site on the southeast corner of South 8th and Jackson Streets. Council approved moving forward with the project. City Convention and Tourism Committee recommended partnering with the Pony Express Barn Museum in hiring a full-time convention and tourism director for the city with a $40,000 estimated salary to be shared and responsibilities split. Michelle Weitzel was previously contracted with the city as tourism director
but resigned early last year and has filled in part-time since. Council approved the request. Discussion regarding council members attending meetings via Zoom conference drew concerned comments from several members. A limited approval was granted for the option on a trial basis as necessary if the pandemic continues. Councilmember Terry Hughes suggested adding a digital LED information sign to the south entrance on U.S. 77 instead of a fixed welcome sign, as approved with the directional signage agreement last meeting. Since the plan was approved with a combination of private contributions, it was consensus to leave the project as submitted and perhaps consider adding the digital signage in addition at a future time. Approval was given for purchase of a new loader tractor for $126,000 with trade, and approval was given for a $440,000 bid for the Jenkins Laramie Street Waterline Replacement Project. City Administrator Austin St. John reported the city fund balances and sales tax revenues had increased as of the latest reports. January sales tax receipts were up some 10% from that same month a year ago. He had spoken with engineers and KDHE regarding options for lagoon improvements. The state is reportedly softening as to the idea of utilizing adjacent property at the site east of the river as wetlands, which may allow the city an option of avoiding construction of a new settling cell. A council workshop is planned February 18th at 6 p.m. Austin Watts recently completed Officer Training Academy and is starting work with the Marysville Police Department. Active COVID cases in Marshall County declined again to 21 as of Monday, with one hospitalization. Cindy R. Ingersoll, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Cindy Ingersoll. Kirk Cromie, age 70, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kirk Cromie. Nancy M. Tice, age 71, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Tice. Helen E. Elder, age 93, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Helen Elder. Lola R. Hers, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lola Hers. Donna Losey, age 82, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Donna Losey.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA, PPP, forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
The Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville is pairing up with Create Events and Design with photography by J.C. Payshaw for a magical dinner for two from 5 to 9 Saturday. Bring your sweetheart in for lobster, prime rib, or sirloin with champagne and dessert. Dine in or call ahead to pre-order carryout. Close 2 to 5 Saturday. Make plans for Valentine's dinner at the Wagon Wheel on Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we still have this Arctic air mass overhead bringing us cold temperatures for this time of year, highs only in the single digits to the lower teens. And this will continue all the way through the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. We'll continue to see cloudy skies across the area. We do have chances for some scattered snow showers as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, as we head throughout the rest of the day, mostly cloudy and cold, highs around 8. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies will drop down to 2. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, lower teens. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, lows around 3. As we enter Thursday, isolated chances of snow showers, mostly cloudy skies, high of 12. Thursday night, cloudy skies will drop down to 5 below 0. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February 44, record high in the state 72. The average low 19, the record low is 12 below 0. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening 5:53.
How did a once obscure ethnic food come to conquer the palates of America? We will share a little slice of history today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 9th, the 40th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Carole King celebrates a birthday, and the game of volleyball was invented by W.G. Morgan on this day in 1895. Today has also been designated as National Pizza Day, in case you need an excuse to indulge in a slice or two of your favorite pie. Pizza is a relative newcomer to the American food scene. Before World War II, few people had ever tried it. It was soldiers returning from service in Italy who brought their appetite for pizza back home. Here's our favorite thing about pizza. Unlike burgers, hot dogs, or sandwiches, it's a true communal food, a dish that's uniquely made to be shared with friends. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and amaze your friends online anytime at almanac.com.
Trucks, trucks, trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company include a like-new 2017 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ 71 package. A 2016 Silverado 2500 HD. And a 2016 Silverado 1500 model. These are one-owner units, like new and priced right, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
It's always a good time to be grateful. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram greatly values the patronage of all their customers, past, present, and future, and pledges to continue offering helpful services and quality vehicles. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. David McCormack scored all but two of his 23 points after halftime. Marcus Garrett had 17, and KU rolled past number 23 Oklahoma State 78-66 in the Jayhawks' first game since their top 25 run ended at 231 consecutive weeks. Christian Braun added 15 points, Jalen Wilson had 11, and Okchai Agbaji had 10 for the Jayhawks. They forced Oklahoma State star Cade Cunningham into committing 7 turnovers while committing 4 fouls, and the Cowboys finished with 18 turnovers. College hoops for today. The K-State Wildcats will be meeting up with the Texas Longhorns. That one tips off at 7 o'clock this evening. After last night's victory, the KU Jayhawks are taking a break until this coming Saturday when they'll take on the Iowa State Cyclones at 2 p.m. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals are bringing back catcher Yadier Molina for an 18th season, agreeing to a $9 million one-year deal with the 9-time Gold Glove winner. The team announced the move in a statement saying it would provide more details on the deal at some point today. College hoops, the number 2 Baylor men's basketball team has postponed 3 more games because of COVID-19 issues and won't play again until at least the 20th of this month. Postponed are next Saturday's home game against number 7 Texas Tech, then 2 games next week at number 14 West Virginia. Kansas City Chiefs Tyrann Mathieu and his public relations team confirmed that Tom Brady has apologized to the Chiefs' safety after the two clashed during the big game Sunday. The two NFL stars had several on-field interactions during the Super Bowl. Emotions ran high during the game as the Chiefs struggled and were never able to get their offense going. I'm Rick Everett, and that's Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Rock Creek live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming at KNDYRadio.com and on our mobile app. Frankfort entertains Axtell. Hanover tips off at Clifton Clyde. Valley Heights entertains Lynn. Washington County is host to Blue Valley Randall. Centralia home to St. Mary's. Diller O'Dell tips off at Falls City. And Southern travels to Lewiston.
Picture a favorite garden from your past. Perhaps it included such traditional favorites as foxgloves, peonies, gardenias, and sweet peas. Gardeners and brides are once again including many of these old-fashioned favorites in their gardens and weddings. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider including a few of these in your landscape. The blush tones and pale shades are reminiscent of earlier times. Use foxgloves to create vertical interest in shady areas of the landscape. Plant these short-lived perennial and biennial flowers 2 years in a row to ensure yearly bloom. Grow fragrant varieties of sweet peas in containers next to the patio or other areas where you can enjoy their fragrance. Find a sunny spot for several long-lived peonies. Select varieties known for their fragrance and sturdy stems to eliminate the need for staking. Once the flowers have faded, you'll enjoy the greenery and fall color these plants provide. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Thousand FFA members will celebrate February developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through ag education. Our local FFA chapters are recognized by Hanover Electric, First National Bank in Frankfort, St. Gordon and Associates, Midwest Products, and Barry Bussing Construction.
Hi, my name is Randolph Faith. I am Marysville High School freshman, and I'm in FFA. What we do is technically just we judge animals and insects, and we do horticulture, ag mechanics, and mostly doing farmer stuff. My favorite activity would be horse judging because I love horses so much. We were supposed to be horse judging, but I think got canceled over last semester. I was so excited for it, but it got canceled. It's pretty fun though. What I look forward to doing things in the future is technically probably just staying in FFA as much as possible during my high school year, but after high school, I want to become a farmer for just owning a ranch and having a lot of animals there and having my own kids and family.
I am Sarah Turnbull. I go to school at Frankfort High, and I am a senior. I am currently the parliamentarian for our chapter in the FFA. I think FFA is really important to me because it helps me with what I want to go into in the future. So I'd like to attend in some ag business or livestock management or production. I'm taking some classes here at high school, some ag classes, and I feel like that has really helped me. We do different projects and things through horticulture and animals.
We're proud to salute our local FFA. Local chapters use February as an opportunity to highlight program success, recognize community supporters, and amplify the mission of the organization. Celebrate FFA. A reminder from these merchants: Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Toolman Implement and Hardware, Parker Seed, B&W Electric, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, and Wanklin Oil.
Two, a group of soldiers and civilians worked to locate and rescue valuable items confiscated by Hitler soldiers that had been stored in salt mines. The group was known as the Monuments Men, and the story of their work inspired this company's mission today. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Above ground, you'll find Hutchinson, Kansas. Below ground, you'll find this.
This salt mine was actually opened up in the early 1920s, specifically just mining salt. Salt's used for road salt.
Lee Spence is president and CEO of Underground Vaults and Storage in Hutchinson, Kansas. We'll get to his company in a moment, but at one time, there were over 20 companies mining salt here in the area. This specific mine, 650 feet below ground, where Lee and I did this interview, is quite large.
They mined out over 980 acres of salt in this mine. They produce right about 5,000 tons of salt every day.
That accounts for about 68 miles of tunnels in this mine. In the 1950s, there was an idea to use some of those mined areas underground for another purpose.
Some of our owners was very connected in with the World War II Monuments Man group. Some of you seen that movie. It's when Hitler stored a lot of things over in the German-Austria salt mines. And the idea kind of surfaces from there that we could do the same thing and store valuable records and artifacts.
The Cold War of the 50s and 60s brought concerns of nuclear attack from the Russians. Storing valuable items underground was a service that companies began to seek as a way to have ultimate protection from disaster. We did this interview in one of those vast areas underground where Lee's company maintains a variety of property.
We have 106 of these bays. That's 15,000 square feet in diameter, and it's 300 feet deep, 50 feet wide, and we actually just build shelving and we set it up. This one happens to be movie film.
Lee mentioned movie film, and that alone provides this company with much notoriety. It's quite an enterprise with over 40 acres of storage underground here, and there's much more of the story to tell next time. As we travel the countryside, in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 260 acres more or less, in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of Marysville on the West River Road. Auction Friday, February 19th, 10 a.m. for the Eddington Family Trust. This includes an irrigation system installed in the spring of 2017. The property includes 260 acres more or less, listed at 60 acres dry land, 102 acres irrigation, 96 acres native grass, the remainder in tame grass. This irrigated and non-irrigated land auction of property in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of U.S. 36 on the West River Road on the east side, will be sold at auction Friday, February 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion in Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Donald Prell, Realty and Auction, Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell, brokers, and auctioneers. There will be a land auction, 700-plus acres in Gage County, located a half-mile north to a mile and a half north of Odell on the east side of Southwest 61st Road. Sale Thursday, February 25th, 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center. Tract 1 is 83 acres, 75 acres cropland, 90% tillable dry land with good producing soils and maintained terrace and waterways. Tract 2 is 201 acres, 184 acres cropland, 91% tillable with the remainder in waterways with little waste. Tract 3 is 80 acres, 70 acres cropland, 87% tillable flat dry land with the remainder in waterways and timber. Tract 4 is 228 acres, 156 acres cropland, 16 acres pasture, and the remainder in timber and lake. This is an outstanding hunting and fishing property with a 20-acre lake. Tract 5 is 113 acres, 46 acres cropland, the balance in pasture. For inspection or details, contact Derek Vertiska with Edgewater Farm Management at edgewaterfm.biz. Simultaneous live and online bidding for these fine tracts, Gage County farmland, located north of Odell, Thursday, February 25th. Sale time 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center.
The poultry living in your backyard are depending on you to keep them healthy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Disease prevention includes keeping people and parrots away and cleaning the coop as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at commodityclassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Chickens can be hard to treat when they get sick, so the best medicine is prevention. Bringing in new birds is a leading cause of diseases in chickens. Teresa Morishita is a poultry medicine and food safety professor at Western University in Pomona, California. She recommends a four-week quarantine of new birds before mixing them in with a flock.
During this time, I would contact like a local vet and have them collect blood samples to see if those birds have been exposed to any poultry diseases. And then also run a fecal exam to check for parasites like worms or tapeworms, because you want to prevent those diseases from being established. Those parasites can live a long time on your farm.
Pet birds such as parrots can transfer serious bacterial diseases to chickens, so don't let them mingle together. Even humans can unknowingly transfer nasty bugs on their shoes, so don't let visitors handle the chickens. Sanitation is another key to keep your flock healthy, because disease-causing agents can survive in organic matter such as wet litter and feces. Morishita recommends cleaning the coop on a daily basis.
Because not only do you have the buildup of fecal materials, but if the birds are on it, they can also have a skin disease on their foot known as bumblefoot because of the ammonia burns. And the other thing that's really important is that if you keep your birds cooped up at night, sometimes if the litter is not managed well, you can have a high ammonia levels in the morning, and that's not good for their respiratory system.
Keeping the chickens' living area clean also discourages rodents who can bring in unwanted diseases. Find more tips for preventing illness in your backyard flock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Would you be free from your burden of sin?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
To buy or not to buy? A question I find myself asking when I see an online sale that seems too good to be true. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. But you know, always submitting to your immediate desires and purchasing something on your credit card doesn't come without its repercussions. It's easy to fall into the habit of mindless swiping. But when an emergency medical expense or a car repair comes along, your bill at the end of the month can turn out to be much higher than you expected. Or worse, you may have already exceeded your limit. One option to help curb the spending? Well, don't save your credit card to your personal devices. This will help limit that quick buy option when surfing online. Also, try keeping the credit card at home while running errands. It'll help mitigate any temptation while shopping. Practicing self-control in this area can be difficult, but when you do, you'll experience more financial clarity by having less debt, which will free you up to live a more purpose-driven life.
California scientists hope to reverse declining honeybee populations. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Farmers, are you tired of using talc and graphite? I never imagined getting excited about a seed lubricant, but then I never expected anything like Dust. Dust is made 100% from U.S. soy, and that makes it cleaner and safer to use than traditional talc and graphite. Dust is farmer-proven in the field. The future of seed lubricants is here. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Teams of scientists at four University of California campuses are monitoring how bees communicate to detect early signs of stress. Entomology professor Boris Baer is at Riverside.
We already know some of these smells. We know some of the behaviors that the bees show. We also have the technology today with mobile phones and Wi-Fi signals and all this kind of the miniaturization of all of these. We have the technology, we have the knowledge on the bee biology that we can actually put it together and we can get it to work.
Baer says miniature sensors in a beehive can pick up scents and vibrations and can alert beekeepers to check out potential problems. He adds, however, that relatively little is known about how to treat bee health problems. Baer's wife, Barbara, also works on the Riverside team. She says environmental changes can also impact bees.
if you don't know what to do if the humidity goes down a lot, or whether that's normal or not, or if the temperature goes up a lot, then maybe, oh, it's too hot at the moment. Do I have to do something or not? You don't know really, right? So what we want to find are threshold levels where you have to actually go and do something, and actually do that before the hive collapses. Because if the measurements just show you your hive is dead, it's too late.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. President Biden's pick for EPA, North Carolina Environment Chief Michael Regan, is not tipping his hand on either the renewable fuel standard or the Waters of the U.S. rule. The Biden EPA will decide demand for billions of gallons of ethanol and millions of bushels of corn, soybean, and other crops as it makes untold regulatory, legal, and legislative RFS and WOTUS decisions.
The president has indicated that agriculture will have a seat at the table in this administration, especially as it relates to climate change. And there is a commitment that following the science and following the letter of the law, the intentions of the RFS will be a top priority for us.
He was asked by Iowa Republican Joni Ernst if he intends to rescind the Trump Navigable Waters Protection Rule that undid WOTUS. Regan said he'd review the issue as Biden has directed, but still talk with farmers.
Take a look at what do we need to do to provide some certainty to our farming community, especially our small farmers, so that decisions can be made and investments are not stranded on the sidelines.
At the American Farm Bureau Federation, WOTUS point person Don Parrish predicts Biden's EPA will face strong pressure from hard left Democrats to try, as Obama did, to regulate all United States water.
If they move back in the direction to remove clarity from the definition of what constitutes a water of the United States, then I think you're going to have farmers going to the Corps and EPA and asking for permission every time they put a plow in the ground. I hope they don't go there, but there seems to be a lot of pressure on this administration to go in that direction.
Parrish says the courts so far have ruled the Obama WOTUS exceeded EPA's Clean Water Act authority and Supreme Court precedent and would certainly end up at the high courts if renewed, except with a 6-3 versus 5-4 conservative majority. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Corn export sales set a record last week, while soybean and wheat sales surged higher. China led all buyers, especially in corn. USDA says U.S. corn sales to overseas buyers totaled 7.44 million metric tons for the week that ended January 29th. That is the highest level since 1990. The agency says China purchased 5.86 million metric tons. Japan was next at close to 503,000 metric tons. Mexico bought 403,700 tons. Export sales totaled 995,000 metric tons during the week that ended January 29th. Now, that's down 30% week to week and 17% from the previous four-week average. Soybean sales totaled 824,000 metric tons, up 77% from the previous week, 4% over the previous four-week average. China, the big soybean buyer, 598,900 metric tons, followed by Mexico at 121,400 tons, then the Netherlands, third, 115,500 tons. Exports during the week that ended on January 29th totaled 1.96 million metric tons. That's down 11% from the previous seven-day period and 7% compared to the previous four-week average. Wheat sales also jumped higher, rising 69% from the prior week to 643,100 metric tons. Once again, China was the biggest buyer, purchasing 134,000 metric tons. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
How do you know when a sow has tipped the scale on cost versus benefit? Her lifetime in the herd depends on a couple key factors. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Goes, it's not the years in your life, it's the life in your years. The same holds true for sows when evaluating their reproductive capabilities and whether they should stay or be culled from the breeding herd. A sow should produce 2 litters per year. Elizabeth Hines is an extension swine specialist at Penn State University. She says the term for the number of litters a sow has is parity and is a gauge to evaluate her longevity on the farm.
If I have 2.3 litters per year and I have a parity 4 animal, she has given me 2 years worth of litters. Depending on when I first bred her, if I bred her at 6 months of age, she should be about 2.5 years old. So we're looking at parity rather than years for that longevity and productive lifetime of that animal.
Longevity is also highly related to bone density, the skeletal structure of her feet and legs, and the amount of calcium storage.
That skeletal structure is really important for a reproductively active animal because they pull from that calcium storage routinely. They're also carrying a lot more weight when she is heavily pregnant prior to farrowing. So you want an animal that's going to be able to get up and down more easily. You also are going to want an animal that's going to be able to pull calcium out of that calcium storage to make her muscles work and to produce milk.
Hines says, on average, the number of piglets a sow can produce starts dropping off after 5 litters. You will have to decide if it makes more economic sense to keep her or bring in a replacement gilt. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about factors in sow longevity at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. In for Craig Mead, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go through a Tuesday today, we saw them kind of mixed across the board, starting off in the grains. Now we're seeing a big hit and a dive in the corn as we're seeing a lot of red starting to pop up right now. March corn dropping pretty quickly, down 11 points right now to 553 even. May corn's down 11 and a quarter right now to 550 and a quarter. July corn, same story there, 10 and a half down to 537 and a quarter. Over on the wheat side, they were in the red, but not nearly as much as they are now. Kansas City wheat for March dropped 10 and a half to 629 even. May for KC wheat is down 10 and a quarter to 634 even. Over on the soybeans, we had a really good rally going on all morning. Now we're seeing red pop up here as well and dropping pretty quickly. March soybeans are down 4 and a quarter to 1384 and a quarter currently. Soybeans for May are down 4 and a half to 1381 and a half. On the meal side, soybean meals for March down 2 points right now to 434 and 70 and continuously moving and dropping right now. May soybean meal is down 230 to 433 and 20 cents. On the oil side, they're trying to hang into the green right now. March up right now 37 cents to $46 even. The soybean oil for May is up 35 cents to 45 at 28. So a lot of changes there pretty drastically now that that report has officially come out. On the livestock side, we are seeing it stay at least relatively consistent compared to what we are seeing in the other markets. Live cattle still in the green, 160 up to 118.17. April live cattle up 147 to 125.42. June live cattle currently sitting 97 cents higher to 121 even. On the feeder cattle, they're still in the green. March up 245, so nice growth there to 139.92. April is up 262 to 144 and 10 cents. Over on the lean hogs, they are still struggling in the red a little bit. February lean hogs are down 22 cents to 71.95. April sitting 10 cents lower to 80 and 55 cents. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved fare plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1,000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number KA573. Express 13.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Something in the way he moves me attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he moves me. I don't want to leave.
only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.